Begin the current daf Maseches Pesachim and daf Zayin. Begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara said on the previous daf, on Amud Beis, that Habaydik Tzarech Levatel, someone that checks for chametz, he's getting rid of all his chametz. In spite of that, he still has to do bittel. He has to nullify it in his heart. Which the Gemara asks, what's the reason? If you're getting rid of all the chametz, what are you being mevatel? And the Gemara said, maybe it's the crumbs. And that the Gemara said, no, the crumbs are not chashev. So the Gemara said, the reason is gezeira, because maybe one will find a loaf of bread and he's going to want it, and then by wanting it, he's going to be over bal yirah bal yimatzeh, and therefore you have to mevatel that it's not even yours. It's like nothing. It's like earth, and thereby he won't be over the isra bal yirah bal yimatzeh. And that the Gemara said, fine, but why does it have to be done by the Bedikah, which is the night before? Why can't it be done on the morning of Erev Pesach, by the fourth hour or the fifth hour? To which the Gemara said, no, because that people will forget, they'll be negligent, because there's no cue reminding them to do the Bittel. It's neither by the time of the Bedikah, and it's neither by the time of the Isser. And that's why it's not done at any arbitrary time in the morning. It's going to be done by the night before when you're going through your checklist. Okay, let's do the Bedikah. What else do we have to do? Oh, I have to do the Bittel. And that's why it's done by the night before, which is where our current Gemara begins. But then the Gemara asks, V'nevat libishis, but let us do the Bittel by the sixth hour of the day in the morning. And that is, let the Rabban be Mesakin, every person, to do the Bittel, to nullify it in his heart, in the beginning of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. And that is, now he won't be negligent, because of course people are going to remember, because people are busy in the Srefa of the Chametz. And therefore, why do you have to do it by the night before when you're doing the Bedikah? Let them do it much later in the afternoon, in the beginning of the sixth hour, when people are burning the Chametz. That is when you should do that, you could be able to do the Bittel then also. That the Gemara says, no. Kibin Isur Drabonon Ilovei, since there's already a rabbinic Isur on the chametz at that point in time, that is, once the fifth hour passed, according to everybody, and there's a machlikis if that's after the fourth hour, after the fifth hour, but after, according to everybody, midrabanan, we already view this chametz as aser, because although min hatorah it's only after the sixth hour, but the rabbanan were concerned that we might come to confuse an hour or possibly even 2 hours. So according to everybody, at least by the end of the fifth hour, midrabanan, the chametz is already aser. Therefore, k'dayraisa damyan. So therefore, it has the status as it does min hatorah, which is, once chametz becomes aser, according to, for sure when it's aser min ha-Torah, the la b'shusei kamei, then it's not anymore in his domain. And therefore he can't be mevatel anymore in his heart. And thereby, once it becomes isur ha-na'ah, which is after the sixth hour, but now midrabanan, that's even after the fifth hour, which is when you're going to be burning, and now when you're going to be burning, that you're reminding, it's already too late, because rabbinically, it's already isur ha-na'ah, and therefore it's not in your rishus anymore, and therefore you can't be mevatel anymore, it's not yours to be mevatel. And therefore, in that situation, if you're going to, so to speak, hemming and hawing, and you're hesitating regarding getting rid of this chametz because you want it's a good loaf, a good piece of cake, and you're going to let it stay for a while, then you're going to be even this about yirah b'yimatzeh, similar to the gzeira that we have why we required bittel in the first place, because that might happen on Pesach. Say also, if we would allow you to do the bittel in the beginning of the sixth hour, after when you're going to burn the chametz, that's problematic, because then you already can't do bittel anymore, because already rabbinically we already view it as isra of chametz, which puts on it isra hano, which doesn't allow you to do bittel anymore. As the Gemara says, Damrav Gidla Marab Chia Bar Yosef Amarav, that we find this concept that once something becomes Isur HaNa'ah, that it's not yours anymore, and therefore you can't do Bittel. And similarly, that HaMekadosh, if someone is betrothing, if someone is engaging a woman, Mishay Shoyz, from the beginning of the sixth hour, again, which is only rabbinically Aser because of Chametz, Ulamala, and later on, which is Isra Banan, a filibachiti kurdenisa, then even by this kurdenisa wheat, which grows on the mountains of Ararat, which are very hard, yet in spite of that, ein choshen lekedushin, we're not even concerned, we don't even view this as a possible engagement, if water had dropped onto these kernels, although they're very hard, but once water drops in it, we're concerned that it turned into chametz, and therefore, that's the same concept that we're saying, that because since it already became isur hana'ah, because water fell on these wheat, so therefore they're chametz, and it's already after the fifth hour, which is only rabbinically usr, but even though it's only rabbinically usr, we say it's considered isur hana'ah, so it's not his aid, not for what we had said regarding to be able to mevatel it, and that's why you can't do bittel then, and the only other time which is designated as concrete that you'll have a cue is the night before when you do bedikah. And similarly, regarding this halach of Rav Gidl, that you cannot do kedushin either, although it's worth a shava pruta. But it's not, because since it's Rana, it's like you don't have any, it's like you don't own it whatsoever. Now the Gemara asks on this. Is it really true that once it becomes Isser, which we had assumed up until now, as we brought the Raya from Rav Gidl's Halacha, that once it becomes Aser Bahana, then you can't do Bitla anymore, it's not yours anymore? But Vatan, we learned the Braisa that says, if someone was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, he was sitting and learning, he remembers, oi, I have chametz in my house. So what does he do? He nullifies it in his heart. And that's Echad Shabbos v'Echad Yom Tov. That applies whether it's on Shabbos that he remembers this or whether it's on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara asks, Bishlem Mishkach Aslab, I can understand that it won't be difficult, according to you, regarding the case of Shabbos. In other words, Kugan Shchalar Ba'as Aliyas B'Shabbos. I can understand that would mean to say, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and you're sitting in the Beis Medrash before it's already Pesach, and you remember, hey, wait a second, I have chametz in my house. So I understand that then it's not Isur Hanoh yet, because it's, let's say it's before the beginning of the sixth hour. So then you can go ahead and be mevatel in your heart, because you're in Beis Medrash. Ela Yom Tov, but regarding Yom Tov, which was, if you said whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, Basis Ruhu, based on the principle that you said, that once it becomes Yom Tov, which is what we're talking about, it's already Surah Hanah, and then you cannot be Mevatl. What's the Braisa telling you? That he's Mevatl Beliba, you cannot be Mevatl Beliba anymore. It's already Yom Tov. It's already Pesach. And since it's already Pesach, so how can you go ahead and Mevatl Beliba? It's Surah Hanah. The Gemara answers, no, it's not difficult. Amar Ravacha by Yaakov, Hocha betamid Yishuv lifnei Rabiskin. You're right, we're told that it's already on Yom Tov. But then the question obviously is, how could you mevatel the chametz? It's already Surah Hanah. Here we're talking about a student that's sitting in front of his Rebbe who's giving shir. He recalls that he has kneaded dough in his house. And that is that it didn't become chametz yet. It's just dough. But he's concerned, he's afraid that it might turn into chametz. That's what the halach is talking about in the Braisa. Yet, because of the fear and the honor that he has of his Rebbe, he can't get up and go ahead and bake it, which that's what you have to do. There's 18 minutes. There's certain halachas. You have to go ahead and do it before it turns into chametz. So what could he do? But he can't get up, but it's going to turn into chametz. So kadim mevatli. That's what the Braisa is saying, that beforehand you go ahead and you mevatli in your heart, where then it's still in your rishus, because it's not chametz yet, and it didn't become aser, mekmeid the tachametz before it turns into chametz. And that's what the halacha is talking about, totally something different in the sense that it's not chametz yet. And that's what you're going to do in Mevatel B'Liboy, but you're right. If it really was Chametz, then on Yom Tov, it wouldn't help to be Mevatel B'Liboy, because Yisur HaNoah is not in your Rishus to be Mevatel. And to the contrary, the Gemara says, Dekanami, it could be inferred that it's talking about the way we just answered it, that it didn't, that it wasn't Chametz yet. Diktani, as we learned in the Brice, it says, if you look at the case that it's talking about, is HaYeshev B'Teich Beis HaMedrash. It was said that he was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Now, what's the purpose of saying that he was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, which is the inference is that, oh, that he can't get up and go to his house, and therefore he's mevatel in his heart. Now, if it was like you thought to ask on us, it was talking about full-fledged chametz, so what's the purpose of saying the case talking about that he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, even if he was available, he was out on the street, what would be the difference? What could he have done more than just being mevatel in his heart, which that would be the only way of doing the beer? Rather, it must be talking about that it was something he could have done about it, which he could have gone to go ahead and bake it before it would have turned into chametz. That is only if he would have been available to go ahead and do it. However, but because he was sitting in front of his Rebbe, that's what the Chiddush is telling us, that his Yeshiv Lifnei Rabbi, he's sitting in the Beis Medrash, that's why he can't go ahead and bake it before it turns into chametz. That's what he should do. He should mevatel B'Liboy before it turns into chametz and becomes Yisur HaNoah. And as Rashi tells us, that the reason for the case conceptualization of Yeshiv Beis Medrash, of sitting in Beis Medrash, was for, as we just resolved, because of the case of the Yom Tov. However, but regarding the case of Shabbos, when it said whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, that, as we explained before, could be talking about even full-fledged chametz, because it could be talking about on Erev Yom Tov, on the 14th of Nisan, which is on Shabbos, where again, there you could do a full-fledged bittul because it's not Yisur HaNoah yet. But the case of Yosef Lifnei Rabbi, which is to tell you this chiddush, that he's not available to go ahead and do what? And go bake it, where there you can go ahead and avoid the chametz coming. That's what we tell you, that although it's Yom Tov, but it's not Yisur HaNoah yet, then you could be go ahead and Mevatel B'Liboy. However, that resolves the question that as the principle that we said, but if it is Yisur HaNoah, and even rabbinically, that which is after the fifth hour, one cannot go ahead and be Mevatel B'Liboy anymore once it becomes Yisur HaNoah. That's what the Gemara concludes, Shema Minah, that again, that this was only based on the principle of that it was Yosef Lifnei Rabbi, where that he could have done something, in other words, that it wasn't Chametz yet, then he can be Mevatel B'Liboy. But after that becomes Chametz already, then he cannot go ahead and be Mevatel B'Liboy. Amar Rav Barav Huna Amar Rav. Hapas She'ifsha. Regarding moldy bread, Kivan She'rav Sematzah. Now, since there was more matzah used over here, which, as Rashi explains, the Gemara assumes right now, that if in this box more matzah was used than chametz was used, then you go after the majority, and mutaris. So therefore, this bread, this moldy bread that's inside of it, is going to be mutar on Pesach, which Gemara right away asks. Hey Chidami, what is this case that we're talking about? If we know that this moldy piece of bread, which we can't tell what it is, it's just something moldy, some moldy glob. If we know that it's really chametz, so ki rav sam matzah mehava, what does it help that the majority of this box was used for matzah, but here you have a piece of chametz? El delo yadina ba'i chametz hu'i matzah. But obviously we're told that we don't know about this glob. It's just a piece that we see. It's obviously made out of wheat, but we don't know if it's matzah or chametz. And therefore, we're saying that if the majority is matzah that was used in this box, we can go after the rav and say, oh, this is a piece of matzah and it's mutar on Pesach. Now that the question is, my iri kerav samatzah, why do we have to say? Because if the majority of it was used for matzah, afili kiloi rav samatzah, even if the majority was not used for matzah, nami nezal basabas, we should still go after the last items that were used in this box, which is now since some Pesach, was obviously for matzah. Milo tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Shkolim that mois shenimtzu lifnei secher behem, regarding the money that was found in front of the animal merchants, those that sell animals, lo'olam meiser, we will always assume that that money is meiser money, and therefore has the sanctity of meiser money, which is most of the people that eat meat in Yerushalayim, throughout the time of the year, which is what they do when they're buying the animals from the animal sellers, are from meiser sheni money. And that's because the people that would come up to Yerushalayim on the Shalosh Regalim, they would bring their Ma'aser Sheni money because that has to be consumed in Yerushalayim. They couldn't consume all their Ma'aser Sheni money over the Yom Tov, so they would give it to the people from Yerushalayim that lived there all year round for favors that they had done for them over the times of the Yom Tov. Now, those people would eat it with the proper Kedusha and sanctity that Ma'aser Sheni requires. Now, the majority of the main eating of the money of Ma'aser was usually brought in the form of a carbon shlam. And that was, as the Gemara Maseches Menachos says, enough pebeis, that they would take the Ma'aser Sheni money, go to the ones who sell the animals, take the animal, bring it as a carbon shlam, and then they would consume that behema in the form of a kima of Ma'aser Sheni. Now, therefore, those that purchase from the animals, as long as they have Ma'aser money, they're not going to use chulin money. And therefore, we're going to assume that all money found over there by the animal sales throughout the entire year is going to be for Ma'aser money. Now, though we could say that maybe the one that dropped it was the seller, and therefore it's chulin money, because once the sanctity of the money gets transferred to the seller, it gets now transferred to the animal that they bought, that becomes the meiser sanctity, but the money now becomes chulin. However, since it's a suffix iser, then we're not sure who the money is from the seller or the buyer, we go l'chum stringently, we say it's from the buyer, and the buyer, we assume that it's meiser money, as we just explained, because generally there's still going to be meiser money throughout the entire year. Then the Mishnah continues in Shkolim, Bahar Bayis Chulin. If you find money on the Temple Mount, then we assume that the money is Chulin, non-sanctified money. And that's even during the Yom Tov time, where there's obviously a lot of Ma'aser money around in Yerushalayim, more than the Chulin money, because everyone that's coming from throughout the area of Eretz Yisrael, they're coming to Eil Regel with their Ma'aser money. However, we do not doubt it to be Ma'aser money on Har Bayis, because on the Har Bayis, we go after the majority of the year. And we say that it didn't fall necessarily now. Rather, it fell before the Yom Tov. And since the majority of the year is not Ma'aser money on Har Bayis, that's why we assume that it's Chulin. B'Yerushalayim, however, in Yerushalayim, so that depends. B'Shas HaRegel Ma'aser, during the Yom Tov time, when the Shalosh Regalim, then we assume that it's Ma'aser money. B'Shayim Ma'aser Shana Chulin, but in regards to the rest of the year, we assume that it's Chulin, that it's not Ma'aser money. Now the Gemara asks, Va'omer of Shemai Bar Zeir, my time, what is the reason? Why is it that during the Yom Tov time, we say that the money that you find in Yerushalayim is going to be considered Ma'aser money, and we don't say that it fell from before the Yom Tov, like we say by the Har Bayis? Why is it any different by the Har Bayis, by the Temple Mount? We said, look, go after the majority of the year. Didn't necessarily fall now, and most of the money of the year is Chulin money. So the same thing should apply for Yerushalayim, that we say that most of the money from the year by the animal sellers, there, we always say it's Ma'aser money, because that's where people go to buy the animals, to bring a Zishlam, to eat the Ma'aser money, and that's what most of the animals are being bought for. But in Yerushalayim, there's tons of people there that's not Ma'aser money, and we go after the majority of the year. So even on the Yom Tov, it should be considered Chulin, like on the Har Bayis, and not Ma'aser. And that the Gemara says, Hayil b'shuki Yerushalayim, asuin l'skab b'kol yim, since the streets, the marketplace of Yerushalayim, are generally cleaned every single day because of all the dirt and all the mud. Now, if it would have fell from before the Yom Tov, then the money would have been found at the time when they were cleaning up. And therefore, we say that we assume that it happened now on Yom Tov, which is Maaser money that everyone has, that everyone from the foreigners are here in Yerushalayim. But in the Har HaBayis, since it's slanty and the wind constantly blows all the earth off from it, and people don't generally walk as one of the halachas is with the dust on their feet, therefore, the Har HaBayis is not generally clean so often, and because it doesn't need that type that Yerushalayim requires, therefore, by Har HaBayis, we're going to go after the majority of the year, because we don't clean it all the time, so definitely could have fell from before Yom Tov, which is Chulam money. Whereas in Yerushalayim, we say that it's cleaned every single day, so it must be it fell today. And today, who's here? All the people that are oily regulars, the majority is Maaser money. So the Gemara concludes, the Alma, that we see that by anything that generally cleaned, Amrinin kamoy kamoy azlila, we say that the first ones already are gone. Now, these are other things, like we say, by the money. If you're finding money today, the original ones are not here anymore, and what you're finding is Maaser money. So, Hachinami, so the Gemara is saying, here also, by the box, which is generally used for food, the way you usually use it is you take out the older ones first, that it shouldn't get moldy, and then the newer ones you leave for later. And definitely, in such a case, as Rashi explains, where you assume that the person did a bedika on the 14th of Nisan, that definitely this bread, whatever it is, which we can't figure out because it's moldy, got it from the later products, which is from matzah. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, Nema kama kama azal, which is saying that the original breads, which were the chametz ones, they're gone. V'haida idnu, and this is the one from Pesach. And therefore, even if loy rav sa matzah, even if the majority was not matzah, still the halacha should be basra, that the last ones are the ones that what we assume it is, which is matzah, because we're talking about it's in Pesach now. So therefore, the question is, why does it have to be rav sa to go after the majority? We should say like basra, like we find in the Mishnah, Mesech Lishkolim, that something that's continuously cleaned out, which is what is generally used for a box of food, that you take out the old and you continue to put in the new, that we should say the old is gone and the new is what's here. And that the Gemara says, you're right regarding that principle, but Shani Hachi here regarding this box with this moldy piece of bread or matzah, whichever one it is different. The Ipusha Mechicholeva, because the moldiness proves regarding it that obviously it was here for a long time. And therefore we could assume that it's Chametz unless we have Rav Samatzala. We could say that although generally we say it's from the later, but here, look, you could tell from the fact that it's moldy, it's obviously it's not just from now. It is from a previous time. Therefore, we could maybe say that it's Chametz. To which Gemara asks, Ipusha Mechicha Lovei, if it's like you're saying that because the moldiness improves that it's obviously not from the later ones because it's been there for a long time, so then Kirav Samatza Mayhava. So then what does it help when you say that the majority of the quantity that was in this box was matzah to say anything, to permit it? That won't help because that will generally say, we're not sure, we go after the right, but here you have something proving that it definitely was from before, which is from the Chametz time. And that Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. You're right, don't read in the words of the Mishnah Shkolm that the majority of it was matzah. That the days of the matzah, which is in other words a reference for Pesach, have already been a lot. In other words, it was fit to be moldy from the time when Pesach started, and therefore we could assume that it is matzah and not necessarily chametz. In other words, chametz, we were saying, if it's been a long time, of course it's chametz. What does it help that you had more matzah? It's saying it's not that we had more matzah. It's that rav you made matzah, that the days of matzah, which are the days of Pesach, have already been a lot of them, already deep into Pesach, and therefore we could say that the matzah itself has become moldy, and that's why if it's rav you made matzah, we say that it's probably from the last ones, from the later ones, which is what we generally assume, to say that it's matzah. Then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then it's obvious that's going to be permitted, because now we don't even have any doubt. Because we assume, as we said before, that for sure a person checked on Erev Pesach when he's doing the bedika in his bread basket to see that there's no chametz there. So definitely now, together with the fact that you said that we're deep into Pesach, which now the moldiness does not prove that it's chametz, so that it's definitely going to be from the later ones, which is matzah. And then the Gemara says, no. Lo yitzricha d'ipusha merubah. It's very moldy. You would think to say, and that's what we needed to say, the chiddush, that it's not pashut. Since it's so moldy, igloi milso devade chametz ma'alyuhu, so then this is proving for sure that it's a full-fledged chametz, because it must have been from before Pesach. So how long is Pesach? 7 days. How moldy could it get? This is very moldy. It must be from before Pesach, from the chametz. Kamash mon, that's where I have to tell you the chiddush, the kimin shirabi yumi matzei levei, since many days of Pesach have gone through already, Aminan, kol yoyma v'yoyma nahama chamima ofa. We could find a way that to show that it'll be very moldy, that every day you had baked very warm bread. V'shade ilavein, you put it on top of this piece that's on the bottom. V'av shatfei, and therefore that caused it to become very moldy. And that's why we could say that even though it's just a limited amount of time at Pesach, it could create the piece of matzah into being so moldy, and that's why it's going to be mutter if rabbi yimei matzah ilavei, and that it's because since the last one was matzah, and we probably did a bedikah anyway, that case is going to be mutter. But now the Gemara asks on the principle that we had said up until now, based on the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, umiyas lina basa basa, and that, because this was used as a question on the halacha we said before that you need the rav, and we said and we answered why you need to have rabu. It's not really rav; it's really rabu yumei matzah levei to answer this moldiness. But now the Gemara asks on the Mishnah Shkolim, do we go after the last thing that's there, like the mashmois in the Mishnah Shkolim is? But time we learn the brayser, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda Omer, tevish and nishtamshu ba mois chulin and mois meiser. Regarding a box, a money box that's used for both unconsecrated money and for consecrated money, for meiser money. So then, if you find money, you don't know what halachic status it has. On that, the brayser says, im roiv chulin, if the majority of the usage of that money box was for chulin money, so then chulin, we assume it's chulin money. If the majority of the box was used for meiser money, then we assume that's meiser. So obviously you go after the majority and not after the last thing. Vamai, why is that? Lezel basabastra. This seems to contradict the Mishnah Masechet Shkolim, that you should go after the last monies. Why do you say the majority? Say whichever one was the last one you used it for. Was if today's Wednesday and the last time was Tuesday, you used it. You put in meiser money, so then say it was meiser money, not the chulin money. And this Gemara brings three answers. Amar of Nachem by Yitzchak, what we're talking about over here is, you're right that we used it for meiser money and for chul meiser, and we don't know which one was the last one we used it for, so you can't go basa basa. Since you can't go basa basa, you go after the rav. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid gives a second teretz. We're talking about that the box was used at the same time with different piles. He put meiser in this corner, he put chul in this corner on the same day, and therefore you can't say basa basa because they're both at the same time, and that's why you have to go after the right. Papa, the third test the Gemara brings is, it's talking about a case where it was found in a hole in the box. Whether you can't say that you go after the last one to say, oh, as the same logic we said in the Mishnah Shkolim, because the early ones were definitely gone, because we constantly clean it out, it must be from the later ones, because here we should be concerned that maybe it was hidden inside the hole and it wasn't seen. And that's why we can't assume anymore it was after the basa, and that's why we're going to have to go after the rav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Habaydik tzarch sheyavarch. Someone, when he's checking for the chametz on the evening of the 14th of Nisan, he has to make a bracha, he has to make a blessing. May mavarch, what's the bracha that you make? So we have machlekes. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava, that Omer, you say, Lava'ar chametz, to eliminate the chametz. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava, Albir chametz, on the elimination of the chametz. So either it's leva'ar, to go, that's the bracha you make, asher kedushan, b'ven tzveis, b'tzvon, leva'ar chametz, to eliminate it, or you say al bir chametz, on the elimination of the chametz. So Gemara explains, b'leva'ar kuleyam eloi pligi, when to say the nusach, the version of to eliminate, there no one argues, devadi lahabba mashma, that definitely the intention of that verbiage is regarding the future, leva'ar, that the commandment was to eliminate, it's going on the future, and that's good, because all the brachas have to be made what's called over lasayasin, has to be made before you're doing the mitzvah. So therefore, that's the proper nusach. You should be saying that since the bracha has to be said before I do it, so it's levar, you commanded me to go ahead and do this elimination. We continue on to Amud Beis. Ki pligi, the machlik is between Rav Papa and Rav Papa, was bi'al bir, in the version of saying on the elimination. That is, Mar Savar, Rav Papi, who held that's not a good term, you have to say Levar, he held Meikar Mashma. Saying the words that he commanded us, Al Bir Chametz, on the elimination of Chametz, sounds like on the elimination that I already did. But it's not true, he didn't check yet. Because the bracha is going on, as we said, as we're going to say later on, has to be done before the bedikah. Now, although we're using the word beer, which sounds like the elimination, that also includes the bedikah, which is in the process of getting rid of it. So therefore, Rav Papi says you can't say Al Bir. Umar Zavra Papa held, who says that you could say Albir Chametz, Lahabba Mashma. He says that Albir is also a futuristic term, and therefore it's also valid to be used in the bracha of Bir Chametz. So now the Gemara asks, Mesve, the Gemara asks on Rav Papi, who holds that the only nusach you could say is Livar, because that means the future. Albir sounds like something that was already done, but we learned in the Braisa, Baruch Hashem Kedushana b'mitzvayisav, a person makes the blessing, Hashem should be blessed that commanded us in His commandments, that He made us holy in His commandments. V'tzivanu al hamil, and He commanded us on the circumcision. Now, that's a bracha that's said right before the bris milah, so obviously al is also connotes the future, which contradicts Rav Papi, who said that al sounds like something in the past. And that the Gemara answers that you're right. Generally, don't say al because it sounds like the past, and you should say the future, but hasem hechenema. What should the one who's doing the bris, what bracha should he say? Name alamal, you're asking on me that he should say that Hashem commanded us to do the circumcision. But that would be mashma that this doctor, this moyel that's doing the bris milah of all the entire city, that he was commanded, that's what it sounds like, to do, that he should do the bris milah, because al hamilah sounds like on the circumcision, it's almost on the chetz, on the object. But lamal means to say on the gavra, on the person, that he has to do it. Now, Loi sagi de lav ihu mohol? Are you telling me that he's the only one that could do the bris milah, that he has the mitzvah? It's not true. Who has the mitzvah to do the bris milah on the child? It's the father, like the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, the first parak says. Therefore, you can't say lamal, because that would sound like the moyel has the mitzvah, and it's not true. So you have to say al hamilah, which although it sounds like on the past, but that we have no other option to do, because we can't say lamal as if he has the mitzvah. But regarding the beer of chametz, there the mitzvah is on the owner of the chametz, and every single person checks his own house. And there where you could say leva'ar, because the mitzvah is on you, then you shouldn't say albir, because albir sounds like it's going on the past, and it's really going on the future, and therefore you should say leva'ar, not albir, but by bris milah you have no options. But then the Gemara continues to ask, aviha ben ma'ikal meima. But what's with the father of the child, when he does the bris milah? If he's going to say al hamila, it sounds like it's going on the past, but he could say lamul. What are you going to say over there? Why do you permit him to say al hamila? To which Rav Papi answers, what do you mean? Ein chanami. The truth is that he would and should say lamul. In such a circumstance where the fathers are in the bris milah, he should say lamul, because again, he could say that because it is his mitzvah. It is incumbent upon him. And also that would sound like the future, which is better than saying al hamila. So the Gemara continues to ask under Rav Papi, who says that al sounds like it's going on the past and we don't say that. Basically, we learned in the Brisa, Baruch Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvayisi, should be blessed, who sanctified us in His commandments, v'tzivanu al hashchita, and He commanded us on the slaughtering. Now, al, you say the bracha right before you're going to do the shechita. And al sounds like it's going to pass. Why? How can you make such a thing? It sounds like it's going to pass. So on that, the Gemara answers, Hasem nami hechenema, what do you want us to do? What are you asking on me? What should he say? Name a lishchit, he should say He commanded us to slaughter. What do I mean? Loi sagi de lav ihu shachid. He's the only one that has a mitzvah to slaughter. It's anybody. He's just like, it's similar to the test of the mayil. It's not his mitzvah. And therefore, that's why you can't say lishchit as if it's his mitzvah. It's on the cheft, it's in the object that it should be slaughtered, but not that it's my mitzvah. But then the Gemara asked, similarly asked by the Avi HaBen, but Pesach HaKachim HaYikol HaMemo, what are you going to say regarding the Karban Pesach and by Kachim, where there the Pasuk says that the owners have their own mitzvah to go ahead and slaughter their own Karban, as the Pasuk in Vayikra Aleph says, B'samach Yod V'Shachad, that he should lean his hands on the Karban and slaughter it, and therefore there where he has the mitzvah, he should say Lishchit. To which the Gemara answers, and the Chanami. In such a case where the owner is doing it, which is by the Pesach and other Kachim, then he should say Lishchit, because then it is his mitzvah and you want to say a future term rather than something that sounds like it's going in the past. Then again, the Gemara asks in Rav Papi, Meisvei, we learn in Abraisa, Ha'isa lulav la'atmai, someone that makes a lulav for himself, so mevarch shechayonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, when you make the lulav, you make the bracha that Hashem has kept us alive and sustained us, and then we reach to this day the beautiful Yom Tov and the mitzvah of lulav. Not ulatzis boyaymer, when he's coming to take it to shalka the lulav, then he says, Asheke deshanu b'mitzvah yisav, that he sanctified us with his mitzvahs, v'tzivonu al natilas lulav, and he commanded us on the taking of the lulav. And again, this is a future thing that you're about to be mekayem the mitzvah of shuckling, of shaking the lulav, and you're saying, ah, which sounds like the past. Why? You should make a futuristic term like Rav Papi had said. And that the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, there it's different. Because the Be'idna Da'agba Nafik Be, because when he picks it up, he's already yaitz in the midst of Natilas Lulav, and therefore essentially when he's making the bracha after he picks it up, he is making a bracha on what has passed, on the mitzvah that had already fulfilled before the shakings, just by picking up his yaitz, and therefore you should make on the past, and that's why we say, even according to Rav Papi over here in this case, on Natilas Lulav. But then the Gemara asks, how can you say that's pshat in the Braisa? Ihachi Lotzis Bay? The Braisa says that when you're picking it up to fulfill your mitzvah of lulav, which sounds like that's going to be, that's when you make the bracha, yotze bay mibayulay. It should have said that when you fulfill the mitzvah by picking it up, then you make the bracha, which is al netilas luluv, which was going on the past mitzvah that you already fulfilled. But it's not true. It's saying that you're going to fulfill it and you're making the bracha beforehand. How's that go well with what you're saying, that you're saying al netilas luluv because you already fulfilled it when you picked it up? To which Rav Papa answers, en hachanami. Truth is, it should have said in the Braisa, like you asked me, Yatzabai, that you already fulfilled it, and then you make the bracha. However, Mishum the Kabayla missed the Sefer, since the end of the Braisa had to say that Leishe Basukah, that when the person is going to sit in the Sukkah, which is regarding the future, so Tana Reisha Namalatsas Baisa, therefore, the Reisha also regarding the Lulav said a term of when you're going to fulfill it. But the truth is, you already fulfilled it when you picked it up. And that's why you say al netilas luluv in the past tense because it already was fulfilled. The Ketani Sefer, like we learned in the Braisa, by the Sefer, ha'oisa sukkah la'atzma yomer, when someone's making the sukkah for himself, he makes the bracha, baruch ata Hashem, shechayonu v'kimonu v'yon la'zman hazeh, nichnas leisha bo'imer, when you're going in to sit inside of it, when you're about to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, you make baruch Hashem k'dashanu b'mitzvaysev, that Hashem should be blessed that He sanctified us with His commandments. V'tzivonu leisha b'sukkah, and He commanded us to sit in the sukkah, and therefore all these questions are not difficult. On Rav Papi, who says that al sounds like it's going in the past, because either that it's we have no other option, or because, as a matter of fact, in the case of the lulav, it actually is a mitzvah that was already fulfilled when you picked it up. However, the Gemara concludes, the halachas of the halacha is al bir chametz, that the bracha that we make is on the elimination of the chametz, that we conclude that it also sounds like a future term, and that's why you yotz with that. And similarly regarding mila, it doesn't make a difference if it's the father of the child or from any other person, because since al sounds like a future term, you could say al hamila, just like you could say lamal, and you don't have to say lamal even if you're the father of the child doing the bris mila. But now the Gemara asks, on the assumption that we had throughout this entire Gemara, the kula al mamir, but it seems that everybody agrees, ikara bein levrucha, that the bracha has to be made before the action, and that's why we're asking, wait, ala shchita, ala mila, all these things that sounds like in the past tense, maybe make the bracha after you did it, so then obviously you'll say al. But it seems like everyone assumed that al hamila is a question on the one who says that it's you have to make a future term because that the bracha is being made beforehand. Minalan, the Gemara says, where do you know this from? That the brachas have to be made before the ma'isa mitzvah, before you actually do the and fulfill the commandment. Because this is what the halacha that was said in the name of Yehuda Mishmul, that all the mitzvahs, the brachas, the blessings have to be made before you do them. Now the Gemara just asked on that terminology of that amaroic statement, my mashmal hay over lishna dakdumehu. Where do we find that the term over lasyas, and you have to make the bracha before you do it, that the word over means before? So the Gemara brings a few sources. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, the Amar Kar, like it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, v'yaretz achimatz, the achimatz ran derech akika through the plain, v'yaver es hakushi, and he got before the kushi, when he wanted to tell David regarding the death of Avshalom, that we see the Yaver Sakushi means that he got there before. So again, we see the Iver means beforehand. Abaya Mahoch Abaya says a different source from the Pasuk in Bereishis that says, V'hu Avar Lefneim, the Yaakov went in front of his wives. So we see the Avar means before. Bibay Sema, a third source is Mahoch from a Pasuk in Micha that says, V'yaver Malkum Lefneim, that their king went in front of them, Mashiach will go in front of everybody. Vashem Bereshim, Hashem will be at the head. That we see again, Vayaver is a term referring to going before, and that's why the term is used over Lasiyasin. But again, that is the source that all brachas have to be over Lasiyasin, that you have to make it before you do the mitzvah, and that's why we were asking on Rav Papi with all these different brachas of Alamila and Alashchita, which sounds like that it's going on the past regarding that he says. So obviously, we wanted to prove that no Al can be used on the future too, because brachas are made before the Ma'isa mitzvah is done. However, the Gemara does say that Bei Rav Amri, that in the Yeshiva of Rav, they said that although all brachas have been made before you do the mitzvah, chutz min ha'tefila b'shofar. However, there are two exceptions. When one immerses in the mikvah and when one blows the shofar, that the bracha is made after the mitzvah is done. To which the Gemara asks, Bishlam ha'tefila, I very well understand regarding immersing in the mikvah that you would make the bracha only after you immerse, da'kati gavri l'chazi, because the person is not fit. He's not allowed to make a bracha before he actually immerses in the mikvah. As Rashi's shita is that he says that, for example, when a bal keri, someone has a seminal emission, that he immerses in the mikvah, which the Gemara in Brachas and Avchav and Mabez says, that he's not allowed to learn the words of Torah and to make a bracha, as Ezra instituted tefillah for a bal keri, for the words of Torah. And because of that tefillah, we have masakin all the tefillahs that the bracha should be at the end. So I understand why, because for example, in the case of Baal Keri, which was the case that we based it on, he can't make the bracha before he does the mitzvah, because that's the purpose of the tefillah in the first place. Ela shefa my timer, but what's the reason by shefa? Why don't you make the bracha before you do the ma'aseh mitzvah? And v'chitem mishum dilma mekalkel tekiya. And if you're going to say, oh, you can't make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, because it might be a bracha in vain, because you might mess up the tekiya that you're doing, and you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore the bracha is going to be a bracha in vain. And the question is, if that would be the case, then all these other mitzvahs, like slaughtering or doing a circumcision, where you might do it wrong and not fulfill the mitzvah, and again, the bracha there also would be in vain. So Elam Rav Chizah, rather Rav Chizah says, chutz min ha-tefillah b'l'varitma. The way this halacha was brought down was only regarding immersion, as we explained, where then you cannot make the bracha beforehand, so you make it afterwards, but that does not include shofar and all these other things. Where there the bracha is made always, as we said, overless yasin, before the mitzvah is done. So the Gemara says, Tanam Hoch is similar in the Braisa, like the Yeshiva of Rat had said, that the one exception is regarding immersion in the mikveh, that Tavo V'yalo, when the person immerses in the mikveh and comes out, Bali Yossi Aymer, when he comes out, he says, Baruch HaShek HaDeshad B'mitzvah, blessed is Hashem that sanctified us with His commandments, V'tzivonu al tefillah, and commanded us regarding the tefillah, that there, that's the one exception, that the bracha is made, not Avilas Yassin, but rather, after the Ma'isa Mitzvah. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah from Daf Beis, that said that the bedikah is done orla ba'as on the evening of the 14th of Nisan, lo'or haner. The bedikah is done by the light of the candle. So the Gemara says, Menon Amili, from where do we know this, that the bedikah is done with a candlelight? So Amar Rav Chizah says, lemanu mitziah mimitziah. We learn that in one place, by us, by Pesach, it says mitziah, from somewhere else where it says mitziah. U'mitziah mechipus, and then where it says mitziah, from where it says the word of checking. V'chipus mechipus, and where it says checking, from a different place where it says checking. V'chipus mineris, and then that place where it says checking, from a pasuk where it talks about candles. V'neris miner, and where it talks about candles, from the pasuk it talks about a candle, which all this whole chain teaches us, that when it says to check over here, mitziah, it's a reference to checking with a candle. As the Gemara explains, mitziah mimitziah, when it says mitziah finding over here in our parasha where it talks about chametz, we learn it out from the where it says the word mitziah finding by the gviyah of Binyamin, by the cup of Binyamin, which was they had planted and they had found in his bag when they had left from Egypt with all the brethren. They took Binyamin back to say that, look, he stole the becher, the goblet from Yosef. Ksiv hacha, it says over here in Shemayis, Shivas Yamim, 7 days, Sa'arilo Yimatze Bevatechim, that no leaven should be found in your house. So it says the word Yimatze. Ksiv hasim, it says over the Embereshes, Vechapas, and that they checked the soldiers that were sent by Yosef. Ba'godol Hechel, they started with the oldest, Ubakot Nikil, they ended with the youngest, Vayimatze, and it was found in Binyamin's bag. So we compare where it says Be'as Matze to there where it says Matze, and Umitziah Mechibas Didei. And there where it says mitziah, by that, when they searched and they found the becher, the goblet by Binyamin, that there itself, it says in that same pasuk, it says the word chibas that they checked. So we compared that just like the finding by the gviyah was done through checking, so too the finding of chametz is done through checking. That's one link in the chain. Then mechipas mineiris, we learn out the checking from a pasuk where it talks about candles, that is after that you know. That it's the finding by the chametz is done through checking, as we learned out the mitziah from mitziah, mitziah from chippus. Then we go ahead and we continue the links in the chain that we learn the checking by Binyamin from the checking that's written by Yerushalayim, where there the pasuk shows that checking is done with candles. It's simply like it says a pasuk in Tzvanya, be'esahi achapes es Yerushalayim baneris, that at that time I will check Yerushalayim with candles. So we find that the checking is done with candles, so that chippus is learned from that chippus, where that chippus shows its candles. So therefore, again, we know that it's done with candles. And the final link in the chain is veneris miner, and that candles from a single candle, which is dechsev, like it says a pasuk in Mishlei, ner Hashem nishmas adam, that the candle of Hashem is the soul of a person. Chayfis kachajivadin, it checks all the chambers of the person's insides. And that's the conclusion of this link of the chain, which the Gemara later will ask, why do I need the last pasuk for? I already know Neris from Yerushalayim. Why do I need the last pasuk of Ner? What's the difference between Neris or Ner? Similarly, the Gemara brings Tandaberi Bishmal, Leile Yodalid, the evening of the 14th of Nisan, Boitkin is a chametz lar Ner, we check for the chametz with the light of a candle. And Afa Pishin Raila Dover Zechel Dover. Now, even though it's not a complete proof, but it seems to be a remembrance of a proof. And that is, as we explained, but now just that the Bryce is going to explain the psukim where they are, but the reason why it's not a complete proof and only what's called an asmacht ba'amans, an allusion to it, as Rashi explains, because divri Torah cannot be learned out from divri Kabbalah, which is a reference to the words of Nach, of Nevim and Ksuvim. You can't learn out words of Torah from there, and since some of the psukim are from Nach, therefore that would be considered an incomplete raya, and therefore it's a zeichel davar, but it's still a zeichel davar from the link of the chains of the words. Shenema, like the Brisa goes through the Pesukim, Shivas Yom, Sarili Yimotze, it says 7 days, no living should be found. V'ayman, it says in a different Pasuk, V'chabas, they checked, Bagadol Heichel, Bakot and Kil, they began with the oldest and they ended with the youngest. Where there we find that Metziah is done through Chippa, through checking. V'ayman, then it says in a different Pasuk, Be'isahi, Achabas, Yerushalayim, Beneris, that at that time I will search Yerushalayim with candles. So you see that searching is done with candles. Vayimen, it says, Ner Hashem Nishmasad, the candle of Hashem is the soul of a person. Chayfas is searching. So again, therefore, you see that the searching is done with candles. But then the Gemara asks, My Vayimer, what do we need that last pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmasad, that it searches? We already have the pasuk of Yushalayim, which also says Chayfas, and it says Neris. So we would already know that you need candles from there. So then the Gemara says, no, because Vachitema, because maybe you would say, Hai ba'ez ha'hi kula hu. Maybe you would say that there where it says at that time in that of Hashem will search Yerushalayim, that the Hashem was being lenient in regards to Yerushalayim. That he was saying, look, I'm going to go easy on Yerushalayim. I'm not going to check with a big torch, with a big fire. Rather, I'm going to check with a small little fire, which is I'm not going to check that well, which is what a candle is. The Kamar Rachman that the Torah is telling us, Hashem is saying, I'm not going to check Yerushalayim with a fire of a torch, which has a very large fire. Rather, I'm going to check Yerushalayim only with the light of a candle, which obviously has much less light than of a large torch. The oven rabbi mishtakech said that I'm only going to find the big averis. And I'm not going to find the small averis. And therefore, you would think to say that you cannot learn out the metziah of chametz, which is the bottom of the chain, from there, because there would be a leniency, and maybe we would not have the same leniencies that apply necessarily to Yerushalayim, which Hashem is going lahakil. Tashma, that's why we had to have the last pasuk to say near Hashem nishmas adam, that the candle of Hashem is the soul of a person. That from that pasuk you could find that a candle is a full fledged bedikah, because as the pasuk says chayfis kochad yavat, that he searches with it. Obviously, it's a tool that can be used to illuminate, to find things. It's checking in kochad yavat. That's why we needed that pasuk, because the pasuk Mishlaim possibly would not be a good source, because maybe the Hashem was being lenient. But from the other pasuk we find that the light of a candle is a full fledged source to find. And that is the marker for our mission that says that baikin chametz, that you check for the chametz, la'or haner, from the my urla ba asa, for the light of a candle, again, through this whole link in the chains of finding metziah, chippas, and neiris, and that's where I have to have the last pasuk there, because that would show that it is a full-fledged finding that has to be done with the light of a candle.